knights in armor come and say in
very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. Welcome on in. The time is upon us once again. Music Gumbo permeating the listening device of your choice. My name is Andy Goldfinger. I will be your music consigliere today until 2 p.m., as always, broadcasting live from the Flying Eye Studios, high atop the 15th floor of the Farva Building in beautiful downtown Vinita. And if you're new to the program, welcome to the fray. We like new stuff, old stuff, everything in between. There are no musical boundaries here, and we like the birthdays, too. We celebrate them each and every day. Now, today, for instance, there is new music from Monkey House, Queens of the Stone Age, Van Morrison, and, well, I'm not going to tell you about this other band because we're starting off with them. And then we got from the musical pantry the likes of Etta James, the Mavericks, who are finally coming back to town, Ziggy Marley, the Black Keys. But we're starting off today with this band, Mantra of the Cosmos, and it features Ringo's son, Zach Starkey. He was fired, unfired, and then fired again from The Who after 30 years in the band, a strange rock and roll dramedy, I guess you could say. But he had been kind of approached many times over the years of starting a British pop band. So that's what he's done. And the band is, of course, Zach Starkey on the drums. They've got Oasis bassist Andy Bell. And I did not know this. Zach was the touring drummer for Oasis for many, many years as well. And he was not part of the reunion because he was in the Who, subsequently getting fired, rehired, and fired again. Anyway, he's also got Happy Monday members Sean Ryder and Mark Bez Berry. Their first single released is called Domino Bones. Here is Mantra of the Cosmos on Music Gumbo and 92.7 KOCF.
Domino Bones gets dangerous. Domino Bones gets razor. Church and amazed us. Everything we did face us. Everything we did was dangerous.
Hey, how you doing, Andy?
I'm doing good, man. How are you? You're on the road, aren't you? Just let me quickly tell the folks what's going on here. Jojo Garza is on the phone of Los Lonely Boys, and he is actually out on the road and thankfully took a few moments out to give us a call. Jojo, thanks for calling in.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Honored to.
You know, first off, I got to tell you, the new album is absolutely superb, man. It is absolutely superb.
Man, thanks a lot, Andy. Appreciate that.
You know, and going to the album, the new album is called Resurrection, and the last album that you guys did of original material was called Revelation. Was this one planned as kind of, all right, this is it?
Oh, basically, man, it's, you know, when we had gotten off the road in 2019, we just weren't sure we were going to get back into recording or even playing live shows or anything. We just weren't sure at the time. And so when we finally made that decision, we felt like it was a special moment. And we also felt that it was, you know, that a version of Los Lonely Boys had sort of, you know, passed on. And this new version would, you know, would be very similar, but something greater. And so, along with the album, everything that we were doing and are doing is a representation of that resurrection, something new that has, you know, that sort of existed, but not exactly the same. So
that's awesome. You know, and you talk about you guys that were taking a break in 2019, and then the plague hit. And it seems like that almost benefited you guys because you were able to now really take that breath that wasn't really planned, but now you could take that breath and then come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we've looked at it as sort of, I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to say sometimes, but it, you know, where it was something really, really tough for the world to experience, which at the same time was very eye-opening and awakening for all people. For Los Lonely Boys, we felt like we had been given sort of a premonition, if you will, because we got off, you know, we had gotten off the road late that fall, somewhere around October. And then, you know, the stuff started hitting around, I think, December or January or something, and it didn't get its name till a little bit later after that.
Right.
For us, you know, we felt like whether or not we chose to get off the road like everyone else in the world, we were going to have to get off the road whether we liked it or not.
Right. Yeah, no lie.
So we sort of got a jump start on it, and, you know, or at least we feel like we were sort of guided into going through that because it was going to happen anyways.
Yeah. So now you guys, you did an album, a cover album, which I did not expect from you guys called 1969. And you guys picked some of the most iconic songs, but then you also picked songs that were not as well known. How did you guys sit down and say, all right, this is the Doors song we're going to do. This is this song.
Right.
How did you guys come up with which covers you were going to do?
So the big reason we did 1969, as you know, Los Lonely Boys always write their own music.
Right.
And the big reason we did it was because we hadn't put anything out in a good while. And we learned that it was the, I don't remember if it was the 50th anniversary or something like that, of that era of time in music. And so we put together like a list of, I don't remember if it was like 10 songs or something or 20 songs. And we picked a few from it that were, you know, that hit us kind of cool. And then some of them that were just kind of like, you know what, let's just give that song a try. And you know, a couple of those other songs made it, man. And, you know, some of them we had played before. She came in through the bathroom window.
Yeah, I mean,
we had done that, I mean, you know, before. We were big fans of the Beatles growing up, so we just felt like it was something that would pay homage to an era of time that was known for its great music.
You know, and not a lot of people will take on a Beatles song, not only a Beatles song, but something of that nature, which is, I would say, relatively complex. To, you know, those songs weren't really ever played live. So to take that on, what was it like taking on that type of a song and recreating it?
Well, for Los Lonely Boys, man, I mean, we just looked at it as any other song that kind of moved us. And I guess from hearing it all the years, you know, you just sort of, you kind of, some days you try to play it or something at home, and then accidentally you played it somewhere at a bar or somewhere at a party or something. And then, you know, at the end of it, you kind of look at each other and go, wow, did we just do that? Oh, that's cool. And so we knew we had a song like that in the bag, and a really cool song, man. All the changes and,
yeah,
you know, the lyrics themselves too as well. For us, man, it was just like, if it's music, we can play it.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, I've been a fan since the beginning, back in the early 2000s. So you guys came to L.A. and I saw you at the Wiltern.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
I actually discovered you listening to K-Fog on the internet, which was a trip, because L.A. wasn't playing you guys. So in San Francisco, they were playing you guys, and that was the cool thing about being able to stream stations is to hear that kind of music. I mean, I would have never known about you guys if it hadn't been for that. And
I remember those times, man, and for them to be doing that for us at that time, you know, when we were first hitting the scene, was like, I mean, you know, we're just three vatos from the barrio, man, growing up, and you know, things weren't easy for us, man. We had it pretty rough, and we always loved each other. We were strong in family and faith and whatnot. But then when you start going places and they, you know, you start getting all this great reception, it's like it's a dream come true, man.
It's and, you know, and in the early days, you had Reese Winans with you playing keyboards as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did, because he had been, he was one of the members of Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. And so we were big fans of all the guys in the band. Of course, Stevie himself, but Chris Layton and Tommy Shannon and Reese Winans. And we had known each other from way before we had actually made it in the business. We were still playing dives and bars and other places and like that. And well, a friend of ours had a connection where he sort of knew the guy or had met him and stuff. And so we wound up at his house right outside of Nashville, Tennessee, writing a song together, man. And that was, I was probably 17 years old, somewhere around 16 or 17 when we had met and done that. And then years later, when we were doing our first album, we just decided to give him a call and see if he felt like playing. And then from there, it turned into playing live with us, man. And what a dream it was for us, man.
Oh, That's just so cool. Now, all right. So going, thinking about the Los Lonely Boys catalog and someone, you run into someone who's never heard Los Lonely Boys. What song would you give them to say, all right, here's kind of what the one that, you know, if you're going to start here, start with this one.
You singing what album or what song?
What song? Is there a particular song?
Oh, man, that's kind of hard to... And I would think the answer would be different from each one of us, you know?
Yeah.
Man, that's kind of hard to say what song would, like, represent Los Lonely Boys. I mean, everybody knows Heaven, you know, of course. And that's the song that we got the notoriety from. And so, you know, that one's probably easy to say, but I think that when you go back to the first album, anything off of that first album for sure, you can recognize as Los Lonely Boys and easily, you know, be pointed in that direction.
Sure.
But, man, you know, a lot of people over the years still haven't realized that Los Lonely Boys are actually a live band. And we've just, but recently, you know, sort of embraced working in the studio and, you know, whenever we were off the road and stuff like that, you know,
right.
Learning to sort of make the most of what was going on in from that perspective of making music. But to be honest with you, and you know, we say this all the time, and we've been saying it for, gosh, 20 plus years. We're a live band. And if you want to find out what Los Lonely Boys are really about, you have to come to a show, because other than that, you're going to get recordings of us trying to capture something we do live. We're a spur of the moment type band and people as well. And so sometimes people go like, oh, Los Lonely Boys. Yeah, they're that soft rock band or that yacht rock band or, you know, but when you come to a real Lonely Boy concert, it's actually a rock concert.
Oh, no
and
doubt.
So for those of you that have seen it and experienced it, you know that sometimes we let the, you know, we let the reins off and the wild horses, you know, they just kind of, they start bucking and roaming. But, you know, that's not to say that you can't find some enjoyment in our albums and whatnot. We definitely encourage everyone to check out the albums, check us out on social media, you know, check out the new album Resurrection, but you're not really going to understand what Los Lonely Boys are until you come see us live. So, you know, get off the couch, get off whatever it is, come out and shake a tail feather with Los Lonely Boys, because that's what it's about.
No, 1,000%, absolutely. The you guys playing live sounds, I won't say nothing like the album, but it is not the same experience at all.
That's right, man.
Definitely not the same experience. All right, I got one more question for you. It's a silly question. So you and your brothers, you know, you guys hang out, and I'm sure you've been to the movies and stuff. Out of the three of you, when you go to a sappy movie, who's the one that's going to cry?
It depends on what the movie is, man, because sometimes movies be hitting us all in those feels, man. You know, we're just those type of people too, man. But I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to be real honest with you. When you have experience or when you have come in close contact or in the close vicinity of the creator of all things in the universe, you tend to not have a real reason to cry, because he is your comfort and he is your strength and whatnot. But man, sometimes the movies are just made well enough where it really just hits you, man. I don't think I can throw anybody under the bus, so to speak, you know. But I will say that each one of us are definitely very capable of being that person.
Yeah. Yeah, that it shows on stage. I mean, that's the other thing. When you see you guys live, I mean, you can see the love between the three of you when you play. It's obvious, and it is a true privilege.
Man, we're brothers and family first.
Yeah,
you know, and we were raised to be strong that way. We had our hard knocks training with each other throughout the years, and we learned what's most important first. And so, yeah, you're definitely going to see and feel that also from Los Lonely Boys. We've been blessed with the career to be this long, and hopefully, you know, as long as we're around, we're going to keep doing this. Even if we someday decide to get off the road, we may turn into some sort of, you know, working with other people and writing songs and things for other people, man. You just never really know. But if you, for anyone that really hasn't checked out Los Lonely Boys, you better do it now, because there's no guarantee that we're going to be here tomorrow. The same for everyone else. And those are going to be sad days when you can't appreciate something like what Los Lonely Boys have been gifted, you know, to gift also to the people of the world.
No doubt. And, you know, when you guys go off the road, you can just do a residency.
Yeah, you know, if you know somebody, give us a call, man.
All right. I got your info now.
All right, man. Sounds good, Andy. We appreciate y'all.
Jojo, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate you. And, man, be safe on the road. Have a blast. We're going to go out with Oye Mamacita. Okay.
That sounds like a winner, man. Y'all take care over there, and we'll be heading y'all's way very soon.
All right, man. Be safe.
Pasa, no tienes que llorar.
Well, that was unexpected. He was actually supposed to call in at 9 o'clock, and then I was going to, you know, edit that up and live it is. And thank you to Jojo Garza for giving us a call this morning. I think I'm not sure where they're on their way to, but he was on the bus. I think they're in the Midwest somewhere, but I think they're supposed to be playing in Bend. So I'm sorry for Zach Starkey and Mantra of the Cosmos, and that was Domino Bones. And there's another song that they're going to release with some help from Sean Ono Lennon and also Paul McCartney's son. As we continue now, well, these lads this evening, I hope you got your tickets. If you did, I'll see you there. The Feats are in town.
Whoa, off our rocker, acting crazy. And with the right medication, we won't be lazy.
Bankroll,
and your bankruptcy show.
And your
Miranda Lambert on Music Gumbo 92.7 KOCF. We are Fern Ridge Community Radio. That's where we are. Neville Brothers in there with Yellow Moon and the Feats, Old Folks Boogie, off the album Time Loves a Hero. Pretty sure they're going to do that one tonight. Oh, get your dancing shoes on. I know there's going to be seats out there, but they cannot contain us. No siree.
Funding for KOCF is provided by the Oregon Country Fair, a nonprofit organization dedicated to our local communities 365 days a year. Each year, the Oregon Country Fair holds a three-day fundraiser on 300 acres along the Lawntom River, featuring some of the finest music, crafts, and artisans in the country. That's not all. The Oregon Country Fair is active in the community all year long, providing grants, sponsoring events, and supporting numerous local activities. Information is always available at OregonCountryFair.org.
Tune in Thursdays at 4 p.m. for Terrapin Alley. 2 hours of Grateful Dead and their assorted friends and solo efforts. here on 92.7 KOCF Fern Ridge Community Radio and streaming at kocf.org. And now it's time for you to trip back in time.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
Oh, and today, you know what today is? It's the final day of the Monterey International Pop Festival. That's right. June the 18th, 1967. And guess who played on the final day? None other than your Grateful Dead.
Will I marry me a wife? She's been trouble all my life. Run me out in the cold rain and snow. Rain and snow. Oh. Run me out in the cold rain and snow. Well, she's coming down the stairs, combing back her yellow hair. Oh, and I ain't gonna be cheated this away. This away. And I ain't gonna be cheated this away.
Me, baby, to go something like this here. The words might be wrong, but that's all right. Dig this anyway. Yeah.
chimes of freedom flashing. Suspended. As we listened one last time, as we watched one last look, spilled by the next swallow till the tolling ended. Tolling for the aching ones whose wounds cannot be good, for the countless countries that keep missing strung out ones.
Mamas and the Papas, who helped organize that particular festival, along with Lou Adler, who was their producer and owner of the Roxy and Rainbow Room down in Hollywood, and a longtime Laker fan sitting right next to Jack Nicholson for decades and decades. That's Straight Shooter from the last day of the Monterey International Pop Festival on this day back in 1967. The Byrds with Chimes of Freedom, Jimi Hendrix, he was there, Rock Me Baby, and Yield Grateful Dead also closing things out on the last day. They did Cold Rain and Snow, among other things. We're going to take a break, and then, well, it's Macca's birthday.
Support for KOCF is provided by Grateful Graphics, purveyor of graphic design and custom printing on apparel, banners, and promotional products. Grateful Graphics also features a boho boutique with clothing, jewelry, gifts, souvenirs, collectibles, and novelties, and a copy center. You can visit Grateful Graphics in the West Lane Shopping Center in Vinita, or you can call them at 541-581-TEES.
Hey, what's up? This is Ramses Ja inviting you to join me, my co-host Q Ward, and various guests Thursday at 7 p.m. for Civic Cypher. We're going to address social issues, particularly those that affect black and brown people, but in a way that informs and empowers all people and hopefully creates better allies. Think of it as a black show for non-black people. You are my brothers and sisters, and I'm inviting you to sit down with us for Civic Cypher Thursday at 7 p.m. right here on Fern Ridge Community Radio, 92.7 KOCF.
Yeah, that's us, KOCF. All right, now, Macca's birthday, Sir Paul McCartney, 83 years old today. Spent his 21st birthday at home with Aunt Jenny. And, well, what can you say about Paul McCartney and the Beatles? He is one of the greatest songwriters of our time. Let's share now in some of his music, both solo, Wings, and with the Beatles. We'll start with Wings. It's Music Gumbo, KOCF.
With a little luck, he can help it out. He can make this whole damn thing work out. With a little luck, he can lay it down. Can't you feel a town exploding? There is no end to what we can do together.
There is no end to what we can do together. Okay, thank you. Listen, if anybody's got a bit of a mood on where they want to kind of jiggle about, pop a bit, rock. I mean, you know what I mean? There you heard that. If you want to do that, feel free. Because this next song's a pretty good one to do all that to, okay? Suit yourself.
Come on, baby, now. Let me look at you. Talk about yourself. Try to tell the truth. I could stay up half the night trying to crack your code. I could stay up half the night, but I'd rather hit the road. On the night that I met you, I was on the town. On the night that I met you, I just wanna know. Work it out. I won't let you down. So you don't need to shout. I could stay up half the night playing with your head. I could stay up half the night, but I'd rather go to bed. On the night that I met you, I was on the town. On the night that I met you, I just want to know.
.7 KOCF, and that is just a few at the moment from Amaka. That is from the Egypt Station album, and you know I was very careful with that song. It's just a great song, and it's FUHU. Also from the Tripping the Live Fantastic, along with his wonderful band doing Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and then starting things off with A Little Luck. Now, let us turn to the Beatles, shall we? Let's go with the White Album. Got to be one of my favorite Beatles songs. I'm Music Gumbo, 92.7 KOCF LP Vanita, celebrating the birth of one Sir Paul McCartney, 83 years old.
Oh, We're gonna get high, high, high with the music on.
There it is, 83 years old today, old Macca, when I'm 64. And just so you know, Vera, Chuck, and Dave, that's Vera Lynn, Chuck Berry, and Dave the Driver. Yeah, I bet you didn't know that. Paul McCartney, along with Wings, doing High, 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 and along with the Beatles off the White Album, Obla-Dee, Obla-Da, here on Music Gumbo, 92.7 KOCF. We are Fern Ridge Community Radio.
Junction City Beer Station at 495 Holly Street in Junction City is a proud supporter of KOCF. Junction City Beer Station is a premier venue with over 30 beers and ciders on tap, a tequila bar with Oregon Lottery Gaming, their famous Bloody Marys, and a variety of food trucks on the property. You can enjoy indoor or outdoor dining with activities and entertainment almost every evening. Details on hours and daily events can be found at beerstationjc.com. Or follow Junction City Beer Station on Facebook and Instagram.
Ease into your weekend with me, Marcia, in the Soul Shack, Fridays from 2 to 4. Soul and funk favorites to start your weekend off right. So wind down, kick back, and join me in the Soul Shack, right here on 92.7 KOCF.
And then right after that, it is Jumping In and Out of the Blues with Marshall Peter. Don't forget, coming up today, right after Music Gumbo, will be the Voodoo Lounge, an hour of Rolling Stones here on KOCF. Now, you know, let's continue on with some Beatles, but as after the interview with Jojo Garza, I think it's time to play the Los Lonely Boys taking on the Beatles. It's KOCF.
Listen to this now. Look out. She came in through the bathroom window.
See this thing happening to you. Yeah. Outside the backstage door to breathe some nicotine and maybe check my mailbox, see if I can read the screen. Then I heard a click, the stage door lock. I knew just what that meant. I'm gonna have to walk around the block if I wanna get in. A wristband, my man, you got to have a wristband. If you don't have a wristband, my man, you don't get through the door. Wristband, my man, you got to have a wristband. If you don't have a wristband, my man, you don't get through the door. I can't explain it, I don't know why my heart beats like a fist. When I meet some dude with an attitude saying,
hey, you can't do that on this.
And the man was large, a well-dressed 6'8". And he's acting like St. Peter standing guard at the pearly wristband. My man, you got to have a wristband. If you don't have a wristband, you don't get through the door. And I said, wristband? I don't need a wristband. My axe is on the bandstand. My band is on the floor. I mean, it's just slowly, with the homeless and the lowly. Then they spread into the heartland, towns that never get a wristband. Kids that can't afford the cool brand, whose anger is a shorthand for you'll never get a wristband. And if you don't have a wristband, then you can't get through the door. No, you can't get through the door. You can't get through the door. Say you can't get through the door.
Sheryl Crow on Music Gumbo 92.7 KOCF. Burn Ridge Community Radio, title track from her 100 Miles from Memphis album. Paul Simon with Wristband, the Rolling Stones with Paint It Black, which actually got knocked out of the top spot on the Billboard charts by Sinatra's Strangers in the Night. And we start off with Los Lonely Boys, She Came In Through the Bathroom Window. You know, and the cool thing about the KOCF archive, if you missed the interview this morning, which, by the way, I will admit was a complete surprise. We were supposed to do it yesterday, couldn't do it. And then actually JoJo was supposed to call before we went on the air and call during the first song. So anywho, if you missed it, you can go to archive.kocf.org and you can find it and you can listen to it there. We'll take a break and then we'll do a new one from Queens of the Stone Age.
Support for KOCF is being provided by Junction City Point S Tire and Auto Service. Junction City Point S Tire and Auto Service is your one-stop shop for tires, wheels, brakes, alignments, oil changes, and more. Junction City Point S Tire and Auto Service is located at 1180 Ivy Street in Junction City. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram, or you can visit their website at pointstire.com/junctioncity.
Hey, my beautiful people, this is Jack. I host The Outer Rim here on KOCF, a music variety show all about the indie music genre. I'm not going to put you in a box, though. We're going to listen to everything from rock, hip-hop, pop, you name it. It's all about the music. So join us Fridays from 8 to 10 p.m. and let's vibe together right here on 92.7 KOCF.
And you can also catch the Little Feet Radio Hour on Friday evenings, as well as the brand-new sewer-based broadcasting at 7 o'clock on Fridays. Let's do the new one from Queens of the Stone Age. The album is called Alive in the Catacombs. This is Suture Up Your Future.
When you're going through hell, keep going. I'm going to suture up my future. I ain't jaded, I just hate it. See, I've been down too long. Kinda hard to explain. Down and buried all I carry. As it pulled through the eye, what was and what will are now gone. Don't sweat it. Threat it to forget it. To feel like you've already gone. Of the life that you've got, take a picture and bury it all away. Bury it all away. Try to fake it, I just can't take it. It hurts just so long as it's real. Turn to face it, I won't waste it. I'd sharpen the knife, then used it till bone made it dull. Tried explaining the unexplainer. Got caught in the plaid, all this talking at once. I've been giving my love away to the things that tear it apart. I'm gonna suture up my future. Thread out to forget it. we've got. Tie the loose ends, bury it away. It's like this, it's like this.
Back to New York City, straight to the heart of America, where all the wild things grow. I wanna be an earthquake driver. I wanna be an aquarium diver. I just don't wanna go home. I live alone, but I'm hungry for affection. I just struggle with connection till the water calls me home. Down into the ocean among millions of other lonely people, drowning among the only people we are ever gonna know. Oh, I wanna be an earthquake driver. I wanna be an aquarium diver. I just don't wanna go home. I wanna be like the people I see. They wanna roam just like me. Long nights just a waste of time. I wanna see people like me just sleeping and waking and hoping and hating and. You look at me like I'm some kind of carnival attraction. You say love is an abstraction, just some ghost that you chase. Well, I am a cipher and I am a blank space. Look at the words you remember from whenever you saw my face. Hey, I wanna be an earthquake driver. I don't wanna be an aquarium diver. I just don't wanna go home. Oh, now I wanna be like the people I see. Hey, man, they wanna roam just like me. I wanna stay, but what keeps me away is I'm plugged into the lightning line. Like me, just creeping and waking and hoping and hating and. Now what is the price for this fame and self-absorption? We turn ourselves into orphans and then spend our nights alone, living in fear of some imaginary consequence. Terror incognito, oh blah-dee-lo-dee-do. I wanna be an earthquake driver. I don't wanna be an aquarium diver. I just don't wanna go home.
to take a break. And when we come back, more music here on Music Gumbo 92.7 KOCF, Burnt Ridge Community Radio.
Support for KOCF is being provided by Saturday Market. The whole family can join Saturday Market Fun every Saturday with handcrafted goods and services, international food, and live music. Saturday Market is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., rain or shine, every Saturday from now until November 1st, 2025. Located at 8th and Oak in downtown Eugene, admission is free and free parking is available nearby at the Parkade and Over Park. For more details about Saturday Market, you can visit EugeneSaturdayMarket.org.
Tune in to Alternative Radio, Thursdays at 9 p.m. on 92.7 FM, KOCF, Fern Ridge Community Radio.
We are back once again. It's 92.7 KOCF, Fern Ridge Community Radio. Music Gumbo.
Toughest days, I never learned a thing being happy. All of my suffering came, I didn't appreciate it. I never learned a thing being happy. But to know how it feels now and then, I got a happiness Jones, my friend. A happiness Jones. Self insane. I had a dragon to tame to get happy. All of my peace and quiet came from putting out fire. Yeah, I kept a spark alive to get happy. That old dragon, well, it comes back mad. I got a happiness joy so bad. I got a happiness joy.
Yeah. no fury, better watch what you do. I'm gonna pray for you. Eat that fruit off the vine. They say I'm problematic as I turn water into wine, into wine. I'm gonna drink that wine. If God is a woman and the devil is too, better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you. Get too, better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you.
We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, more music here on Music Gumbo 92.7 KOCF, Burnt Ridge Community Radio.